Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
I'll start the show today, Chris.
Why, thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show Radio.
Good morning.
I said I'll start the show today, Chris.
My mistake.
I'm done.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tbsradio.com. Doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo. Ba-doo-doo-doo-doo. Welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, as I was just saying, exclusively on tpxradio.com. Does everything sound okay? I sound like everything's really low.
Yeah, it sounds low to me.
Like everything's insane. Every week it's something else that I'm confused and doesn't make sense, but that's fine. Hey, you're listening to Best in Show, exclusively on tpxradio.com. You can get us on the instant messenger, if you so choose, at Best in Show Keith and Best in Show Chris, respectively. You can get us on the hotline if you want, 877-744-6405. That's 877-744-6405. Or you should join us in the chat room over at tpxradio.com, click on chat. Or go to bestinshowradio.com, click on contact, click on chat room, and all the magic will ensue.
You said us.
Us. What, mean
There's
you?
No need for respectively, then.
What do you mean, who?
You're still not grasping it.
Here's the thing. All right.
If you say you can get Keith and I at Best in Show Keith and Best in Show Chris, then you say respectively.
Here's the thing. It's not that I'm not grasping it. I am disagreeing 100% with what your opinion of the use of the word respectively is. Maybe we should ask some of our in-studio guests so we can clear this up. By the way, our in-studio guests, that was plural as I lisped it out. We got our buddy Vito here this week as we planned.
I'm guest number one.
You sound very low and crazy. I'm going to have
to
make you
I don't know what that is.
Okay, now you sound good. Okay. And we have guest number two. He's been promised to be here for a million years, and he shocked the hell out of me when we pulled up in front of the house. Sorry, pulled up in front of the studios here to actually do the show. Our buddy, I don't know what your name is.
I think it's Brian.
Okay, it's
Brian. But that's my government name.
Okay, so I didn't know you were going to be going by your government name. But
yes.
Our soon-to-be, hopefully full-time producer, Brian, is actually joining us for today's show as well.
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for being had. So here's the thing. As we ask our in-studio guests about the magic of what this is, every week I start the show, or we start the show, and I talk about how you can get Keith and I on Instant Messenger. Hold on, I just want to make sure we're still on the air. Perfect. I explained that how you could still... how you can get us on Instant Messenger at Best in Show Chris and Best in Show Keith, respectively. Keith is insisting that the proper use of the word, proper use of respectively, would be, and this has like only been going for like 6 weeks straight now that I insist on doing it the other way. Yeah, I know I'm a little off mic. Sorry, guys. Is that I should be saying you can get Chris or you can get Keith or I at Best in Show Keith or Best in Show Chris, respectively. I know that his way is correct. Is mine incorrect? Is it an incorrect usage of the word respectively? To say, hey, you can get us at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith, respectively.
As far as I know, you're right as well.
Oh,
let's do that then. As far as I know, you're correct as well. Because the thing is, when you're listing and then you go, you reference the list, that's when you say respectively, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't list. I'm not listing. I'm only...
You can reach Chris or Keith at Best in Show Chris or Best in
no,
Show
he's
Keith.
Saying you can reach us at Best in Show.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, the us is implied, isn't it?
Well, you could reach us at Best in Show Chris or Best
but
in Show Keith.
But us doesn't suggest any certain order.
You're right, you're right. No, I understand what you're saying, Keith, but I think you're still okay.
Look, I think it would be understood that by saying Best in Show Chris and Best in Show Keith, that I'm talking about Chris and Keith, respectively.
I think... I think the answer, really, is you use respectively when you're merging two lists. Technically speaking, us is a single item, not a list.
So I'm wrong.
Yes, but that said, I think everyone listening to us now probably understands precisely what you mean. And it's moot. You're picking nits.
Well, you know what? This is the thing.
Popping peas.
Every week.
Not me. I have this thing.
Nice.
Every week, this guy picks on me and actually calls out. He goes at me. He nits and picks, and if you will, and says to me, "Hey, you know, you still don't know how to use that word right."
You're supposed to use this guy as a positive thing, like, "Hey, guys, you know why I love this guy?"
Well, I do. I do. Actually, I like to go like this: hey, this guy and this guy, as I do visual
respectively.
Jokes respectively. By the way, I'm getting instant messages from people saying. There's no show today, so fantastic. I see that we're online. I know that we're streaming. So I hope that you guys figure it out. And if you don't, hey, sorry, download it later. Because
hey,
I'm a real creep.
Can I give you guys your presents?
I don't even... Well, I have a presents all my own. But what exactly are you talking about?
Well,
this
first
is news
of all,
to me.
This has been waiting since San Diego Comic-Con.
Awesome. I've been handed...
Strap it on.
I've been handed an autograph that I'll try and get in front of the camera. Of the former Kay Quick from the WWE and now the current, what the hell's his name? Ron the Truth Killings of TNA fame. And it says, to Jack, thanks for being a fan, Ron Killings. So I have an autograph of Ron Killings that will go right on the wall of the room.
That waited 6 months to get here.
Sure, you want to pin this up on the wall right behind
sure.
Keith someplace?
Actually, I'll do it in a second. And then I have sort of Christmas presents for you guys. This is for Keith. And this is for Chris.
Oh, excellent.
No way!
I know I am.
I'll sample that for the audience.
I'll never wiggle my bare butt in public again.
You want to hold that up for everyone to see? Thank you, Vito.
You're welcome.
By the way, I'm getting told that that Vito, you're a little bit off mic too, and that I'm wrong about the use of the word respectively. Okay, I accept it. I say respectively. I just don't say it wrong. I use it incorrectly. I'm sorry. But cool. So Keith got. I'm sorry. I'm getting crazy. Recommended for 6 years and above. We have a little talking Homer for Keith here, and I have
Homer's in his underwear. Should be noted.
It should
and
be
socks.
Noted. And I have a copy of Dearly Devoted Dexter, a novel by Jeff Lindsay that the television program Dexter is I don't know if it would go so far as say loosely based, but
I think it's predominantly based on this novel.
Right, yeah,
this,
so not loosely.
The past season, yeah.
It's supposed to be a pretty tight translation.
And the season was amazing. I your recommendation was perfect. I now third the recommendation. I think Keith also recommended it.
I loved it. I thought it was a great show. I think it should never be shown again. That should be the last episode. They should go no further.
See, here's the thing. Here's what I'm at on this. I think we touched on this a little bit on the show, but we never really got into it. On,
I think it's
on
because
you
didn't want to spoil anything.
By the way, on our show, Best in Show Radio, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio, where you can get us, Keith or I, on the instant messenger of Best in Show Keith or Best in Show Chris, respectively.
Well, if who's first?
I'm on third. You can also get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405, if you so choose. Or you should join us in the chat room, tpxradio.com or bestinshowradio.com, and, you know, join the fun. It's we actually have it's a small room so far, but we need to get you guys in there and having some fun with us. We didn't really talk about it here on our show too much, but I feel like the finale of the show was too neat package wrapped up for me. Bothered me a little bit that it was so neat package. And I was convinced, we actually even talked about it, I think we mentioned it on the message boards even, I was convinced that his brother, which I guess I'm allowed to say now because the show's been off the air for a while.
Well, do you really want to do that?
Who?
You might be ruining it for viewers who aren't yet quite caught up.
It's a good point.
It's currently on demand through next weekend, so get out there and watch.
Here's the thing. I was expecting it to not be such a neat package at the end. It seemed all the I's were crossed and T's were dotted in such a way that I wasn't very comfortable.
Are you saying that you thought that it was that the way it ended was as if they knew they weren't coming back or something, or that if they didn't
It was... No, on the contrary. No, it was before, I think before the last episode was even shot, they already knew that they were renewed for a second season.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, it seems obvious. I have quite the opposite criticism that you do. It wasn't sewn up enough. It's typical of like the noir genre to answer all the questions, and if none of the questions are answered, you walk away from it unsatisfied. They posed other questions to drag on to the next season. They left some things hinted towards some other things that they're going to follow in the next season.
I don't disagree.
And I agree with that. And you know what? That drives me crazy with anything. When you ask questions, just please be prepared to answer them. I hate shows that keep introducing new. Lost kind of has that hanging in the air right now. They've asked questions, and you wonder if they're ever going to address them again.
Well, here's the thing.
It's a noir. They should have closed it. It should be done.
It's funny that you're saying it's noir when it takes place in Florida. You know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Well,
it
some
works.
Of the best noirs set in L.A.
It's true.
You know, the sunshine is...
No. That's why I think it's funny. Like, you know, that's even like a...
You need light to have the darkness.
Good point. Go ahead, Chris.
Here's my thing. It seems like the particular... I'm not saying that when I say tied up too nicely that there's nothing out there. The particular drama, the main focus of the show, of the Icebox Killer...
Yeah, the arc was
was tied up... too neatly for me. The story ends too neatly for me.
Really?
Totally.
But, you know, there's a couple of episodes that they kind of... I mean, he went into hiding for a little bit, and, you know, you got these other little arcs going on that kind of serve the greater story. So I don't see how... Like, I kind of agree with Brian that it doesn't... Not that it doesn't end too... there's not enough questions answered. I mean, I do like the idea of, like, leaving some things hanging, but, like, I thought it just ended fine. You know, like, I mean...
It ended too clean for me. It ended too clean. I wanted there to be some sort of... I wanted somebody to continue on into next season, maybe. I don't know.
Doakes, the... what is he, captain?
He's the worst character in the history
but,
of the
But, you know, him watching Dexter, you know, kind of carries over into next season.
I'm not saying that there's nothing that carries over to next season.
Well, that's the thing. The things that are carrying over are weak. So I understand your criticism.
It's not even just that. It's this, the main particular story with the Icebox Killer. I do not like the particular resolution that they came to with.
Right.
And that's it. Again, I don't wanna. You know, if we're gonna wait until next week, we'll go into it deeply next week when we'll feel more comfortable, when everyone will be comfortable with me talking about it. Because quite honestly, a month after the fact, I feel I'm ready to go through it now. But that's fine. It's neither here nor there. We'll wait. We'll wait till next week.
I know there's people out there who haven't seen. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. And if you are, stop listening to our show because you're a jerk. You're missing out on a great TV show. By the way, you're listening to a maybe slightly below average radio show called Best in Show, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpxradio.net. By the way, our buddy Veal Chop is in the chat room. is getting a little bit he's getting a little bit concerned that everyone's being so nice, saying, "No, I agree with you, and I agree with you that we're just being too."
I disagree with Veal Chop.
Well, there you go. There's the antagonism.
I agree with Veal Chop, but yet I agree with Brian too. So it's. Kind of doesn't make sense.
Respectively.
I agree with them respectively.
Irrespective of my spectacular. What else do I have?
We're agreeing respectfully.
Awesome. See, actually, I'm getting in some messages. Please, no spoilers. Some of us are still watching on the downloads.
You. Who's right?
You are, and Keith is, respectively. And Vito. Irrespective. Of my spectacular, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
But enjoy the book.
Irreversibly.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. That's pretty awesome stuff.
Who's
that
Doakes?
That is a great...
Doakes
is great
the detective with the big arm.
I got my eye on you.
Who's... You know, yeah, he's the worst.
The black guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. T without the...
Oh, he's annoying.
Haircut.
He's so over the top and ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's actually an appealing thing about it, that he's such a ridiculous character, but...
It's a cliche, but I mean, again, the crime stuff is all cliche. I thought it was a great show.
Oh, again, don't get me wrong. I'm not in any way suggesting that that it's not a great show. It's still probably my second favorite thing on TV, maybe third favorite thing on TV. It's killing me right now that it's not around anymore because I have next to nothing to watch until Lost starts back up. There's nothing out there. There's nothing that's intriguing me or interesting.
You got less than a month for Lost, though.
I actually enjoy the Knights of Prosperity. A.K.A. Let's Rob Mick Jagger.
Right.
I haven't watched one episode. I haven't watched one episode. I have no intention of watching one.
It's corny and stupid, but, you know, as you said, there's nothing else on, so.
Yeah, I mean, I my TiVo used to be loaded with a bunch of things saying, oh, God, I got to watch this, I got to watch this.
Tonight, Rome's second season starts. Isn't that enough right there?
Oh, right.
You
right.
hate Rome?
I hate that show.
Holy Mother
Mary. Oh, wait, I forgot. Desperate Housewives is on, too. I can check that one out with Grays.
You know, I suspect this is going to be like the Jesus Years. Season 2 is going to merge in with the whole...
I have absolutely no idea. Didn't watch one episode of it.
Well, you're missing out.
I saw Caligula, and that's about all I need to say of anything of that of that ilk.
I saw Caligula, too.
Have you given Extras a chance?
Saw it also.
Have you tried watching Extras?
I have not watched Extras.
And that comes back tonight, right?
It came back, I think... 2 days ago, but it's
on demand. It came back.
On demand already?
Yeah. They preempted it. They let on demand viewers watch it.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. Two nights ago, I was actually sitting there waiting for it to open. That show's great.
Yeah.
Saying 72 hours from now, it's going to be great when I watch this.
Look, I don't mean to advertise for your competition, but have you guys listened to any of those podcasts by those guys?
I loved it.
Oh,
I don't think you liked it so much.
Oh, God, I really enjoyed it.
The Ricky Gervais ones are awesome.
Really
great.
Although I will say this, I think he leans too heavily on making fun of that third guy,
Carl Pilkington.
It's funny, but it's like sometimes he just like it's like he uses it as a crutch. I think.
Yeah.
But it's pretty funny. Although I haven't listened in a while. I listened to the first few. I think you have to actually pay after a while, right, to listen to it. Or.
Yeah, but you know what?
I gave it to you.
Funny
you,
enough, they're on YouTube.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
You sent it to me. But they're M4Ps or MP4s, whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
And so I can't play it on my MP3 player because I don't have an I don't have an Apple brand MP3 player. I have a Creative Labs, and Creative Labs plays Waves and WMVs and MP3s, but it will not play MP4s. So I can only listen to it on my computer. I've listened to a little bit of it, but it was all right. I dug it. Speaking of Apple, what do you think about your new iPhone? You excited?
Nice.
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I saw the word iPhone listed earlier in the week on the Yahoo. I don't know what it is.
One of the guys that I work with is actually obsessed and insane. I think it was Tuesday of this week, Apple announced that the iPhone, something that's been in development for the past 4 years apparently. It's like a smartphone, MP3 player, PDA, the whole nine, everything. A touch screen, which is pretty huge. They finally announced that it's going to be coming out with Singular. It's going to be on Singular's network. And it should be an interesting thing. You guys have like inside joke.
I was getting requests that Brian and Vito talk into the mic more because people can't hear them.
Sorry, I can crank you guys up if that'll help.
No, thank you.
Okay, perfect. But yeah, so Singular is going to be putting out the service provider for the iPhone. It's going to be like a 4 or 8 gig MP3 player, PDA, touchscreen phone, magical smartphone.
Does it turn into a robot?
It more or less does.
You can go online.
It's supposed to play movies.
Yeah.
It's the same as a BlackBerry.
I think I want that actually.
I would really, really want it if it wasn't.
Apparently, you're the worst offender of not talking into the microphone.
Am I really? I'm speaking directly into the microphone.
No, now you are.
No, look, this is what I sound like when I'm on the microphone. I didn't. You know what it is? I'm actually now. I'm in the position today of turning a lot more and looking around the room because there's a lot more people in the room.
Headsets.
It's magical. Oh, wait, they're still there if I don't look at them. Look at that. Let's see. So you're going to get an iPhone? You in?
Eventually, I'll probably get one.
Here's the thing. Doesn't the iPhone cost as much as a PS3?
Actually, Vealchop just pointed out in the chat room, $599 price point.
Bucks.
You know what? I will not get this ever in a million years. I still haven't bought an iPod. Whoa, the camera, I think, just flew.
Yeah.
You guys keep talking.
I don't think I'll pay for that. And that's my 2 cents on it.
It doesn't cost 2 cents.
Well, I will say this. I've been waiting for a long time for that sort of technology to step up before I even purchased a cell phone. I actually have just the cheesiest cell phone you could possibly imagine. It looks like...
Can't be any cheesier than mine.
I guarantee you mine is cheesier than yours.
Can you take pictures?
Mine doesn't even have a clock on it.
Mine has a mirror.
Actually, wait, doesn't yours actually have like an actual analog clock that ticks?
It's actually a tin can tied to a rope.
I would be. It's very close. It looks like one of those, like when you watch a science fiction movie from the 70s. It looks like a future phone. Like it looks like a small foot that I carry around. It's strange.
Does it work? Because I mean,
it barely works.
You can't take a cordless phone away from the base.
It does. It looks like a cordless phone, and it's sad.
I have a BlackBerry. I love my BlackBerry. I think it's the greatest thing in the world. I would probably be psyched on the whole iPhone thing, but you know, it's.
I mean, it's $600 for an iPod, your MP3 player, your phone, and your like multimedia movie thing.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's $600. That's expensive. But how much are you going to pay for your iPod and your phone?
Well, here's the thing: the fact that it's only 8 gig is the thing because it's a flash MP3 player. It's not the hard disk one. So you're not going to get a lot of stuff on there. 8 gigs to me is not enough to have all your music on there.
My iPod is 4 right now, so.
Really? Oh, you don't have one of the? I say I have my thing is 30 gigs, the MP3 player I have, and I feel like it's too small. I'm psyched for I want to get one of the 80 gig or 60 gig.
I would love to just be able to put everything I have and not have to like worry about it. But
that's absolutely my point of everything. Actually, I just bought an external hard drive specifically 250 gigs, so I could store everything in one place and just swap it all around. Not that I think I could walk around with that without a really long extension cord and listen to it. But
I have a 512 kilobyte iPod Shuffle.
Sweet.
Yes.
The thing that kills me about the iPod is I just charged mine fully the other day. I'm walking with it after like a half an hour. The battery pops up on the screen and it's gone.
I hear that's typical of iPods. They start to run really quickly.
Especially the older ones. Yeah. The old ones. By the way, my Green Boy in the chat room was letting us know that he's waiting for the 100 gig iPod. Which is that in the works?
I think there's an 80 right now.
Yeah. There is an 80 right now. I haven't seen it in a store, but I've heard that it's out there. I mean,
if I buy one, I'll buy the 80 definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's so huge.
I'd love 100.
I want 120.
I can barely use 30. I haven't even used half of my 30.
Do you have a lot of stuff that you haven't transferred onto it, though?
No. Would I use it? The thing is, I use it more as, like, a backup for my documents and stuff. So I don't really... I have almost all of my music on it, but I don't use it for music predominantly.
You don't have, like, every CD that you own, you haven't put
no,
on
No, I
it?
Do.
It's, and you really haven't used that much?
That's right.
Wow. See,
and I download music all the time, too. So.
See, here's the thing. I'm, you know, being a talk radiophile that I am, I also have a lot of radio shows that I put on
and
there.
How big are those files?
They're close to a gig each.
Right.
You know, they're, I mean, they're like, you know, three-quarters of a gig each.
You save all
of
those?
All of ours, definitely, I save.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking about, like...
But no, they're like Ron and Fez shows. I definitely put Ron and Fez shows on there. I mean, if it were legal to download them, I would put Ron and Fez shows down on there.
Were you to do that, were it legal, would you keep them all always, or would you delete them after a while?
No, I would delete them, but I'm so far behind that I have to have a couple of months logged in.
I thought you had them archived, like, you know.
I used to. Well, now that I have my external hard drive, if I were to do something illegal with a Ron and Fez show, I would be able to do that. But luckily, I only do it with legal podcasts like JV and Elvis or The Radio Chick.
Oh, she has a legal one?
Yeah, they're garbage, though. I wouldn't listen to that ever in my life. I'd kill myself before I do it.
I have a phone. My phone has 100...
Has numbers on it.
128 megabytes to hold music.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I was psyched.
A few songs.
When I got my... Yeah, what is that? A CD?
Phone, so I don't have to take anything
point.
Else.
I can cram like 5 or 6 records on my little iPod Shuffle there. So yeah, you can fit an album on there.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've never used it though because it requires putting software on my computer. It requires not sitting and watching Let's Rob Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. When I got my BlackBerry, I initially got the Motorola Q. Because you know it's supposed to be like this all-in-one. You know, it's
about that. Didn't you have that for like an hour?
I literally had it for 2 days and went back and returned it. The thing crashed.
We could bring up the post of you saying the Q is the greatest thing ever, and then like 4 hours later, this is the worst piece of garbage I've ever seen.
Extremist much? By the way, VL Chops got it. He just threw it out in the chat room, which I love. F Apple. It's all about the Zune. The Microsoft Zune is the next thing I'm probably going to get. It's 30 gigs and it comes in brown, so I'm really really psyched on.
You can play it. That's
rage
the only you're
against the
about?
Machine, brother.
You know what it is? It's $240. It's 30 gigs. It's video. It's big. It's nice.
It's a really cool looking thing. I mean, I was on the subway one day and some guy was playing with it. It's really awesome.
Was his brown?
I think it was actually.
Oh, then it's worth looking at because I couldn't even imagine getting the cool black or white one. You got to get a big brown stupid thing that plays MP3.
Do you have a bright yellow one?
I don't know. That would be too hip. I guess brown is kind of it's hip by being anti hip. I love the brown Zune.
I have an orange phone.
A big brown brick.
It holds 128. megabytes of music.
Awesome. But yeah, so I had the queue for like 4 minutes, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world, and then I got the BlackBerry, and I'm mad that I didn't get the brand new BlackBerry. Like, I didn't get the Pearl or the one right below the Pearl. I got like the older one, because basically all I'm using it for is email and an instant messenger if I need it, which I tend to need. I work in the field half the time, and you know, it's convenient for me. But what I don't have on it is I don't have a media player, whereas the Q had like the built-in MP3 player, video player, all that stuff, and the BlackBerry doesn't have that. The one that I have anyway doesn't have it, and I'm kind of disappointed that I just,
you know, the more I think of it, that thing is totally worth $600. Just it's a phone, right? That was the whole point. It's a phone. Yeah,
it's a phone. Here the huge thing about it is touchscreen. The only other touchscreen PDA, I think the Trio is the only other thing that's it. By the way, you're listening to the Tech Report here on Best in Shows. We talk about your favorite phones from Consumer Reports 2007. But yeah, it's the fact that it's touchscreen is kind of a cool thing.
It's like internet. I mean, everyone in the world right now is talking about this. We don't have to justify ourselves talking about the iPhone. Everyone is.
No, I love to justify everything we're doing. I like to question anything that we're doing and say, wow, whatever this is that we're doing on the show right now, it's got to be stupid.
It's also got like a third aspect to it, though, isn't it? Not just like a multimedia player, but isn't there some sort of like internet functionality to it?
Well, yeah, it's just like a smartphone. You could browse the web the same way. It's like a, see, I don't say Wi-Fi. It's got like a wireless card.
I have like the little media net thing on my phone, and I constantly spend time like just looking at whatever I can, just because I'm
porn,
bored, you know, like, and
on the subway,
the phone, absolutely, the porn phone.
I love that. That's, I mean, I'm telling you, the instant messenger function is the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I just love the idea of being able to walk around with the internet plugged into my pocket. It's terrific. It's amazing. And I like it. So whatever. Go scratch if you're trying to tell me that I don't need to be on the internet. I understand what you're saying. You know what the Zune also does, by the way? The Zune, the greatest brown unit in
does
the
it play VHS tapes?
Zune is also affiliated with Shoutcast. So you can stream Best in Show Radio live while you walk around with it, as opposed to, you know, the FM tuner that
can
comes
you do
with
that
it.
With the single with the iPhone?
I do not believe so.
See, now maybe people should be buying
Speaking
those.
Of phones, yours is making some sort of hum. Or maybe it's yours. One is...
It makes noise even when nothing's happening, my phone, sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
It's not an iPhone, is it?
That'll make noise.
What a jerk.
You know what I'm really mad about? I spent, like, I'll admit it, I spent last year $250 on this phone. I got a rebate, which actually they haven't given me yet. I think they just decided they're not going to give it. But I got a rebate, and I was supposed to get, like, $100 back on it. It's $40 now. $40.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Phones, you know, they're so phony. But
that's why, like, these Blu-ray DVD players that are like $1,000 now. You honestly have to be insane or just not have any financial concern at all to buy one. Like,
if you want it when it's new, you have to be able to just be.
Yeah,
stupid.
The danger with that though is that if you buy that and 6 months from now they go with the HD DVD stuff, you've got a beta hunk of Betamax on your TV. That
laser disc player.
Exactly.
Spoken.
Exactly.
Hey, can you guys help me carry Tootsie into the room?
Those were great. I love them. Coffee table discs.
Spoken by the gentleman, actually, who was the first person I knew that bought... what was the PDA that you bought,
oh,
Ryan?
Oh, boy. Was it a Palm Pilot?
It was a Palm Pilot.
It wasn't the Palm Pilot, but it was.
No. It was definitely a Palm Pilot. It was. I'm trying to think what the hell the name of it was. I wound up buying my wife the same one that you have, like a year later, and it was like $70. Hey, baby, that was a good present. I got you right. And I think you wound up paying like $250 or something crazy for it at the
yeah.
time you got it. It's. I mean, that's technology. That's what you're gonna get.
Exactly.
Love it, and I'm gonna buy everything I can. By the way, you're listening to Best in Show, if you didn't know. God only knows why. Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpxradio.com. Check out our website, bestinshowradio.com. Download all the old stuff and have a good time. Look at the funny, pretty pictures and all the good stuff like that. You can get us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. Or you can get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Keith for Keith or Best in Show Chris for Chris.
Tech Talk.
Yeah, and you can also join us in the chat room, by the way, tpxradio.com, click on chat. Go to bestshowradio.com, click on contact, click on chat room, and that's about all the stuff. I want to start getting ready. No, it's not time yet.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be time in like a second and a half, though. And that's about it. iTunes, iPods, iRiver. You want to get an iRiver? I'm going to get one of those. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Thanks for helping me out.
iRiver, isn't that movie with Dennis Hopper?
Yeah, it's awesome. So just so you, if you didn't know, it's about 11:30 now. The satellite uplink is just about to go into effect. But this week, I don't think we have a news report. I think it's going to be a special thing that we teased last week. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Speaking of technology.
It's not working? Your play is not working? Everyone hates Jesus?
It's going.
It's going, really.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, we're trying to figure out why things aren't working.
Right? You're not there yet.
Oh, sorry.
What the hell's going on? Is this plugged into it?
This is plugged into it right here. I can't really see beyond that what's going on.
Yeah, that's what that is. You know what, Vanessa, we're going to make believe that that you're not on the line yet, and you're not going to hear your intro again, because for some reason the iTunes thingamadaddy isn't working. Hold on, wait, let's try one other thing. How about this? Fantastic. Vanessa, did you actually hear that on the phone?
I did.
Oh, did it sound magical to you?
It was magical.
I love when technology works. We're the tech talking guys. You're here on Best in Show. It's our senior news analyst, Vanessa Cheatwood. Vanessa, thank you for joining us again this week. As always.
I'm actually holding right now in my hot little hand the first season of 90210 on DVD.
Awesome. Didn't you just buy that too?
No, 21 Jump Street.
Oh, so that's kind of the same thing, except much better.
Whoa. 21 Jump Street, 90210.
I have the numbers. First three seasons.
Well, I think Vanessa got a little bit upset by the fact that I thought that 21 Jump Street is actually a better show than 90210 by mistake.
I'm not upset. You're just wrong.
by mistake.
Respectively.
Awesome. So
you're respectively wrong.
So here's the thing.
Yes.
Keith lets me know right before the show was going on the air, and I actually think it might have
been... I let you know on the air, actually.
I actually think it went out over the air that you're not going to be doing a news report for us this week.
I worked on the trivia contest.
Yes.
And then I didn't have a chance to do both.
For those that don't know, last week I bragged that I would kick your respective heinies in 80s TV trivia.
Vito and Chris, respectively.
Here's the thing.
It's going to be disrespectful.
Here's the thing. I do not claim to have any sort of specific, special entertainment knowledge.
Wait, hold on a second. Everybody talk amongst yourself. It sounds a lot better if you pretend that you're going to kick my ass in the game.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Just so you guys know, I've laid it out there on the line that there is not a human being that knows more about any sort of entertainment than me. And today, I have every intention of destroying Kevin here. I have every intention of destroying
Kevin.
Tino. I'm being an idiot. Keith and Vito. And now, because our buddy Brian has joined us this week, is the game friendly for four people?
It's not really. I didn't know there would be a fourth.
That's okay. I'm not very friendly.
Oh, man. Sit in a corner and think about it.
I didn't mean to leave you out, although you've not made a friend in Veal Chop.
Wow, already?
He hates him.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Veal Chop doesn't like somebody? I refuse to believe it.
That's so weird. Wow, I really got it.
Maybe you guys should team up.
It's too bad.
Maybe
I
should take on
some
Veal
Chops.
Would you want to make it a two-man competition, but two-team competition? You and Vito? See, you and Vito versus me and Brian is ridiculous. Because he's
going to... No. It's divided into three, though. That's the thing.
Okay. So me and Brian versus you and versus Vito? I'm with that. I mean, we'll see how it goes. Okay.
Let me tell you how the quiz works.
Quizness.
let me tell you how it works, and then you can...
If only somebody knew how the quiz is set up. Let's just talk amongst ourselves about it.
Awesome. So what do we have?
So there are five levels, and each one has three questions. So it's set up for three people. So if you split into teams, there's still going to be an even amount of questions.
Okay. So
there's a break in my whole quiz. I'd like spend all this time doing my show prep.
Two of you team up.
I can just be the referee.
Well, no, that's,
how does
I think,
Brian know? How is
I'm a little
is
retarded.
Brian, are you the engineer or the producer? Are you a booker or are you the tech guy?
Sadly, neither and both, I think, is probably the best answer.
Yeah, he's like booker, but I don't have that season of 21 Jump Street.
Oh, awesome.
Sexy.
So, I don't know. Let's just fly by the seat of our pants and see exactly how it happens. Hey, Brian, can I tag you in for assistance?
Sure, sure. As necessary.
That is. Does this show need a specific theme song?
Do you have one?
No, but I can make one happen. I actually probably do have some theme show. I don't know that you'll be able to hear it, though, but I have one ready to go. And by ready to go, I mean I'll look for it for 20 minutes, so let's just start the game instead.
Right. Hello, Vanessa, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, Jesus. Calling back to yourself.
Yeah, I know, right? Is Just the 10 of Us on DVD?
I don't know.
Isn't just that, that's the girl...
Jamie Luner and Heather Langenkamp.
See, this
is why... Hey, you guys may be taking questions away. Let's not get too crazy now.
This is specifically why he shouldn't be allowed to be on any team. Like, who knows that?
Me.
All right,
you don't know about the Coach Lubbock
spin-off? And Vito is obviously going to play as an individual.
Right. Now, you know what? I'm going to play as an individual, too, but my voice might change sometimes when I answer. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. How are we starting the game? How's it work? Do we have to flip a coin? A three-sided die?
Do you have a three-sided die?
No, they don't exist.
That would be a 3D.
Gotcha.
All right, you guys just decide who's going first.
Keith, you're going first.
Okay, I'm going
Vito,
first.
Vito, you're going second, and the conglomerate that is known as Chris is going third.
Wouldn't it be crying?
Right, crying will go third. Awesome. Just in case, by the way, just in case it's a question that I know, I might go first or second after you ask the question.
No, don't do that.
Okay. All right, I'll go third.
Five levels. Each level gets progressively harder, I believe.
Actually, are you going to be keeping score on your side, Vanessa? I love her going,
yes.
What?
Just let her talk. Work it out, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Vanessa, can we start the game already?
Some of us are professionals. And none of them are in that room.
Hey.
All right.
Wow.
It's sad because it's true.
Five levels, progressively more difficult. Each level has an A, B, and C question, so when it's your turn, you get to pick A, B, and C, thus ensuring the randomness of the question that you receive. If you get it wrong, now do you guys have paper? Keith, did you pass that part along? The paper.
We can't read.
You mentioned that to me.
Oh, does it need to be big paper?
That's my answer.
You guys need paper, I believe is what I said.
What, like big paper or like little pieces, little notepads?
You just need paper so you have a chance to steal. If someone gets the question wrong, the other two players can write down what they think it is and possibly steal a point.
What? When you said make sure you guys have paper again, I didn't think you really meant it. Okay.
You have paper?
You got
paper.
Everybody got something?
We've got paper.
Everybody loaded?
Has paper.
So psyched.
We're ready to go.
You got the paper? All right. The papers?
Level one, Keith, would you like A, B, or C?
I will take B.
B. Hilarious extraterrestrial cat-eater Alf came to Los Angeles when what planet blew up?
That would be Melmac.
Very good.
So easy.
All right, Vito, you're going next. Would you like A or C?
I will take A.
A. Benson is a spinoff of what show?
Soap.
All right, very good.
Show.
That was easy, too. This is going to be the hardest question in the world.
With C.
Yeah, perfect. We'll take C.
Miami was home to four Golden Girls. Who were they?
Their Golden Girl names or their actress names?
Golden Girl names.
Crap, I know that it's Estelle Getty. Okay, we got Blanche. We got Rose Nyland.
Pulling out the last name.
We've got, I can't think of what Estelle Getty and Bea Arthur's real names are. What their acting names are. What, does my voice just change?
I can't even throw you a bone here. Wasn't Bea Arthur, wasn't she that was a spinoff of one of her earlier shows?
I don't think that it was a spinoff of Maud, but I'm trying to think. This is going to make
Maud was a spinoff.
Maud was a spinoff of.
You guys are off topic.
Crap.
We're off topic.
I know. I'm trying to fill as I'm trying to remember what Estelle Getty and
I don't
B.
think
names are.
I don't think I've ever actually watched an episode of that.
Crap. like right off the bat, the easy question. How come we have to answer four?
You know what? Vito has a good point. Minimize your chat room.
Oh, oh, people are actually putting the answers.
No,
in
no,
the
no, room. They're not. But they, but
when
they,
when
they
the delay
will.
Comes up, yeah.
I'm ready to steal, just for the record.
Blanche, Rose, Ma. and B. Arthur. Damn it. Do I get half a point for knowing half of them?
That was pretty good.
All right,
I'm
I will give you half a point. Yes. Keith and Vito both have a chance to steal
Keith,
half a point.
You.
Go ahead and write down your other two answers.
I wrote that already. I wrote mine already.
Yeah, Keith can. I can't get the other two.
Stock up.
Got you.
Okay, the other two would be Dorothy and Sophia.
Oh, you son of an F!
I assume.
But did you know that Blanche's last name was Blanche Devereaux?
I forgot, actually, honestly.
Blanche Devereaux, Rosen Island?
I don't know the.
I had no clue of the last two.
Okay.
So now Keith has a point and a half. After round one, Keith has a point and a half, Vito has 1 point, and. Crying has a half a point.
Wait,
a half
a point. I only get a half point for that?
Yes, because I gave you the
you
first
only half. Get a half point for that.
Okay.
That was all that was available to steal.
Perfect.
Oh, my God,
all
I
right,
love this
so,
song.
Chris, you're behind. You can choose level two, A, B, or C.
You want to stick with the Cs?
I'll stick with the Cs.
I love, give me a big, big, fat C. Mm.
Before you go, it sounded like you said you want to stick with disease.
Yeah, that's
that too. If I stick with C, I might get a disease. Let's go for it.
Finish these lyrics. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh, and it had dice on the mirror.
I know the show. I've heard
of it. I know the song. I know it's
wow,
the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's tough to get the next line. Wait, wait,
wait. Can she say that?
Somebody
the again?
It's he was a
somebody
stinky
to Bel-Air.
It was stinky. It's like, hey, smell you. Something about
smell
how
you
he
later.
Smelled. No, before he mentions it in the next lyric of how he smells, and then the end of it is
I know the answer
to Bel-Air.
Some blah 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 to Bel-Air. All right, give it to me one more time.
I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh, and it had dice on the mirror.
Something was smelling.
You should probably turn off the song that's playing, because it might be messing you up.
Yeah, no, it's not messing. It's not messing me up at all. There's no way that I'm going to know this. Something, something to Bel Air. All I'm going to say is something, something to Bel Air is my answer, my half of the answer. What about you?
Yo, kid, smell you later. That's what
Yo, kid, smell you later. Yo, baba to Bel Air.
Yeah, sorry. I don't even think we get an eighth of a point.
I don't think
one.
We get anything for that.
I think I know the first three words of the next line.
I know the whole thing.
Oh. Hey, yo, blah, to Bel Airs.
Vito takes
well.
Right,
it's time for stealing. It's the stealing
right.
time.
Vito with a chance to steal?
Do you want to do a Keith first? Can you say the lyric one more time?
I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh, and it had dice on the mirror.
If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but yo homes forget it, yo homes to Bel Air.
That's so close that I think you get the point.
I don't know it. I was going to say, I pulled up.
That's the next line. That's the next line.
By the way,
I skipped the whole
cab.
Right?
Is...
I didn't even get that.
Wait, Keith, you had nothing, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Vito with a steal. The line is, if anything, I can say this cab is rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo homes to Bel Air.
By the way, I just want to throw something out there, take it back a minute and a half. I don't want to go to the past glory of knowing half of a question last round, but I'm being asked, do you know Blanche's real name? Yes, it's Rue McClanahan. Sorry, continue. So I'm answering instant messages.
You didn't name the fourth person.
Well, I didn't name the third person even.
You didn't name the fourth actress. You've named all three now.
Respectively.
Estelle Getty, Betty White.
Betty White,
B.
you
Arthur.
Didn't name, okay.
Okay,
who's next?
All right, Keith, would you like A or B?
I will stick with B.
What delicacy was served by sisters Roseanne and Jackie at the Lanford Lunchbox?
Loose meat sandwiches.
Very good.
This is so unfair. Why wouldn't I get the beef question?
You should have chose B for beef.
Next time.
All right, Vito. Question A is for you. On one day at a time, Anne Romano had one sexy daughter and one unsexy daughter. What were their names?
We're talking about characters' names, right?
I like that it's not even subjective. Okay. It's just like one of them is sexy, one of them not so sexy.
Nope. I know.
Wow, your teeth just went right to the back of your mouth as you headbutted the microphone. By the way, if you don't know, you're listening to Best in Show.
I never would have thought that ever would have happened if I hadn't seen it.
I started thinking back here. And
he
then
threw
like,
his
oh.
head into the microphone so hard. Like, you had to know it was going to be there at some point.
Unfortunately,
the answer is in the back of his throat. He's just got to reach it.
I only wish that the camera was focused on it for that so people could hear that. Yo Holmes to Bel Air. Wow, and you know what? People did have the answer. Sorry, minimizing the chat room as now we focus on Vito.
I know it's Valerie Bertinelli and Michelle Phillips.
No.
Mackenzie Phillips.
Yes.
What were their names? God, I watched that show like once.
Mike and Joey.
I don't know their character names.
Which one was sexy?
By the way, Mackenzie is the sexy one.
We're supposed to be stealing, right?
Yeah, you can steal. I don't know the character names. I just know the actresses.
I have half a steal.
Schneider.
He was quite sexy.
You guys want
to
write down a steal?
Write it down.
Let me write my steal. Okay, my steal is written down.
I have half of the steal written down.
Okay. Keith, what do you got?
I have Barbara and Julie.
Damn it,
right.
Julie! I have Barbara written down. If Barbara
half
written
a
down.
Point to Chris.
Yes.
And 1 point to Keith. Vito gets nothing.
Let me guess. We're still in last place, and I still get
are.
To pick first.
Who is the sexy and who is the unsexy?
I think that is subjective. Is that actually a question? Do we get a point if we answer that correctly?
Is that question D?
If you say Bijou to answer the both,
it's
you
a
get
non-credit extra credit.
I think it's a given that Mrs. Van Halen, the former Mrs. Van Halen, is the hot.
See, I disagree. I like weird looking chicks, but I'd twist that up. I could see how most people would think that, though.
Once I realized how much Valerie Bertinelli looks like Eddie Van Halen, it kind of creeped me out.
She doesn't look anything like Eddie Van Halen. She has similar hair. That's
no,
all.
They have similar faces.
Get out of here. Eddie Van Halen
they
has
have
a
the
wide...
same nose.
No, they do not. You're so stupid. I officially hate you as a person and a friend.
They have the same bangs.
Romero
what was their last
two,
name?
We've already like broken the whole show.
Their last name wasn't Romano on the show.
Of course it was.
No, it wasn't. It was Cooper. They had their father's last name.
Wow. You should get like some sort of extra bonus.
No, not really.
Thing. Good. I'm glad you don't.
Just
all right,
one.
Let's go to round three.
Wait,
round
before
three.
We go to round three, what's the point breakup right now?
What is the point?
Keith is ahead with 3.5. Vito second place with 2, and Chris has earned 2 half points, equaling 1.
Nice. Do the point values increase as we go on?
No.
So we're out.
Shouldn't they be double at the 5th level so that way?
I would think so. I'm going to go all in on the last
you
question.
Get 7 points for having any answer correct or not.
Thank you. All right, round 3.
Right, maybe they'll go up in value.
I guess we're starting
with... determined unfairly by me as we go.
Thank you.
I guess we're starting with Vito this time.
Okay, Vito, would you like A, B, or C?
I thought it had to do with the point totals.
I'm just mixing it around.
She's mixing it up, man. Let
it's her
pro
game.
Can't I just be difficult?
She'll take this ball away if you don't leave her.
Let her be the pro that she is. I'll take C away from Chris and Brian.
All right, Vito, C. What was the name of the homemade robot sister on Small Wonder?
I knew it. I knew this was going to come up. Vicky?
That is correct, Vicky. Nice.
God damn it, I stole it from you, though. Did you look through my notebook and see what I wrote down?
Yeah, well, that's Ray Vision.
Isn't it the Vicky 2000, though? Isn't his answer incorrect?
V2K.
Oh, man. All right.
Who knows
Harry
that one?
Yet?
Yeah, it does make a difference. I mean, the real answer got it. The real answer. The real question A. All right.
Chris, would you like A or B?
Let's go with B. B. It's
a pen.
B. It's a good pen.
B. Cliff Huxtable was thrilled when second eldest daughter Denise decided to attend his alma mater, resulting in the college spinoff A Different World. What historically black college did they attend?
Is it Brown? No, that's not the answer. I'm asking myself in my head. It's Brown? I thought it was like Howard, but you
Oh, you might be right.
Is it Howard or Brown?
I got news for you. Brown isn't a black school. It's not a black college. It's a regular Ivy League school.
Yeah, I thought it was a traditionally black law school.
Is it?
That's what I thought.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. See, this is what I would call tampering with the witness. You just totally screwed up our whole thought process.
Well, apparently it's not Brown, so.
According to Keith, has Vanessa said anything about that? I was thinking Howard, but you're saying you think it's Brown.
No, don't listen to me. I told you I'm retarded.
I'm going to say Howard. If it turns out to be Brown, I am officially off the band.
I'm going to steal with Robin.
I am going to steal as well.
Ooh. I'm going to say Howard. No, you know what? It's not. It's Peekskill Academy. I'm going to say Howard.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's wrong, I know.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Mm. Keith and Vito have a chance to write down a steal.
I've written it.
I have also.
All you want to say it on three, buddy?
Okay.
One, two, three. Hillman.
Very good. Chris, you were off because Howard is the real life. Black University?
Hillman is the fictionalized
Huxtable version.
Sorry.
I never watched that spinoff either.
I'm sorry for being a failure in life. I'm sorry, Mom. By the way, you listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. Just want to let you guys know that as we continue with the game show. Keith, I think you're up.
All right. Keith, question A is for you. On Different Strokes, what is the name of Arnold's black goldfish?
Oh, my God.
Can we steal something? Holy crap.
I don't remember. No. Roosevelt?
Veal Chop, actually, is the name.
Veal Chop.
Is that your final answer? I would go with that as your final answer. Good answer. Good answer. Big bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Wow. You know what? I'm so disappointed in myself. I don't remember.
What's your answer?
I don't have one. Roosevelt.
Chris and Vito with a chance to steal.
I've written down my answer.
I've written down my correct answer.
All right, let's have it.
That would be Abraham.
And Chris,
that
you
is
can
correct.
That's the wrong president.
Yours, of course, Vito.
I knew it was a president.
Yours says Quincy Adams. No, what the hell does that mean?
I wrote Abraham down.
All right, so do Vito and I both get one full point?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. By the way, crying in Vito, excuse me. I keep thinking this is a one-man project. You know, between the two of us, we're not even going to come up with half of that.
Basically, yeah, half a man.
Wow.
Awesome. So what do we got now?
All right.
It's like round 20?
So now we are at 2 points for Chris, 5 points for Vito, and 4.5 for Keith. Vito pulled it ahead right there with Keith's stunning loss on Abraham.
So what do we got now? What round are we up to? Four?
I choked.
So it's official. Wait. It's official at this point that if the points do not increment in value,
okay,
we're
now,
officially
level
out.
Why you want to ruin the game?
Level four, everything is worth two.
Yay!
Just like that.
No, I like it being on you because I want to see you headbutt the microphone again.
It's not gonna happen again.
You mean mouthbutt the microphone?
It's radio gold.
All right, let's see. Let's bring this. We'll bring the camera over here so we can focus on Brown. Okay, we're ready.
What are you focusing on?
I was mispronouncing Brian as I was focusing on Brown. Sorry.
Oh,
the retard in the corner.
I honestly couldn't imagine what it was that was Brown.
Delicious. It's my new Zune. What do we got?
Fees.
Round four. The points
have doubled.
All right,
round four. I think it's Keith's turn to go first.
I will take B. I don't like A questions. Abraham.
B for 2 points. What was the profession of Nell's boss on Gimme a Break?
Carl. He was a police officer.
Is that your final answer?
So that she was a police officer then?
No, he was a police officer.
Then how could it be her? Oh, she was a cleaning lady.
She was
that's
a cleaning
right.
lady for him. Yes, that's my final answer.
He was indeed chief of police of Glen Lawn, California.
Was he killed in the line of duty when he died on the show? I couldn't remember.
Keith?
Oh, I don't know. I know it was I know Dolph Sweet was the actor that played him, though.
Oh, very nice.
All right.
Ooh, great. You guys are so great.
2 points for police. Chris, would you like A or C?
I'd love a C.
Would you rather sip a C?
I would love a big C. Let's go.
Stop being an A.
I'm not being an A.
Are you guys going to play?
We're being jerks.
She's so frustrated.
Straight-laced Republican Alex P. Keaton landed in jail when he took up what cause to impress a girl?
The cause of his Uncle Ned being drunk on maraschino cherries in the kitchen?
Starring Tom Hanks? No.
That was vanilla extract.
It's got to be. It's got to be like
and maraschino cherries.
I'm going to say. Delicious, I'm going to say that I really want a question A. I thought I asked a question A. I'm going to say.
No.
We
got to be able to figure it out. I remember him being in jail.
I remember that whole episode.
I would say saving the whales or something like that. I have no idea.
People constantly get arrested for that.
I think he was underage voting. It was something goofy, I'm sure.
See, I'm trying to convince myself that could be real. I have absolutely no idea. Was the girl who he eventually
A second. He did have a fake ID, and his excuse was that he wanted it to vote.
No, that's Anthony Michael Hall.
No. You know what? And he was in a. He was in.
Jesus.
He got the fake ID.
Michael J. Fox wasn't part of the Brat Pack.
No, here's the thing. Didn't he get a fake ID to go to a bar, and he told the girl in the bar that he was invading Canada tomorrow? I'm going to say I'm going to agree with a forged license for underage drinking. I don't know how that would work out. It would be the forged license that would be illegal.
I should shut up. I shouldn't be involved.
Because you're going to steal it in a minute. I'm going to say. What am I going to say?
Pedophilia.
I love that episode.
I'm going to say
that was until the little brother came along. That episode.
No. Doesn't anybody knock? I'm going to go with a forged government license.
I would have went with methamphetamine production.
Oh, my God, that's right. When but he just slept that off. He didn't get arrested for that.
That's not a cause.
What?
That's right. It has to be a cause.
What cause did he take up and got arrested for?
Methamphetamine is a cause.
For working on the suicide hotline. He worked on the suicide hotline.
I'm for it.
I'm going to save the whales. Save the whales. I don't know.
Save the whales, your final answer.
You officially hate me at this point, huh?
She's very frustrated. I think he would.
At this point.
I think he was trying to have an abortion.
Illegally.
No.
Yeah, I have no idea.
What, abortion's not funny?
I'm going to have to pass on the question.
Vito and Keith with a chance to steal 2 points.
For the record, if it saved the whales, I'm going to be so pissed off.
He was... Why don't we let Vito go first?
Did you write it down?
Oh, that's right.
Or are you just going to yell it out?
He was...
A patsy.
I don't know.
Before you say it out loud, can I read your paper?
Okay, I have an answer here.
Does Vito have an answer?
Yeah, I wrote something down. I don't know how right it is, but...
If you don't think you're right, why would you attempt to steal?
Who cares?
Because I don't lose anything for stealing.
If you, if you steal incorrectly, shouldn't you get a point off?
No, because you're the dumb ones that didn't know the answer to begin with.
You're changing the rules of the game at this point.
You're absolutely right.
All right, Keith, what's
I love the second to the last question. Brian's trying to revamp from the beginning all the rules.
I can't even read what
I say. He was protesting the closing of a park. I think that was the Brady's. But...
I just want to figure out a way to win without answering a single question right.
I wrote down Greenpeace. That's the only thing.
Hey!
He protested Greenpeace?
He was like doing a Greenpeace protest.
What's the correct answer?
The correct answer was the Equal Rights Amendment. ERA. See, your clue there was that he was trying to impress a girl.
Right.
So girls like whales?
That's why I said abortion.
That was a good answer.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Common topic on 80s sitcoms.
So what do I get? Question A now?
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right. Nobody gets anything. Level 5.
Whoa.
3
I didn't get...
points.
Whoa. We missed a...
Oh, wait.
Question A. I didn't get question A.
Did I skip one? Wait, who has it?
Me.
Vito.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's good.
What was the name of the sassy neighbor played by Jack Hay on 227?
Ooh. Ooh, Mary.
Oh, what's her name? I don't know. I'm not even going to try to guess.
I'm not going to try to steal because I have no idea.
I'm going to go with the stealing answer of Jack Hay.
Wow,
that would have been a really bad question if I
Did you not hear the question?
In all honesty, no. I thought that was great. I thought that maybe
that
she
was
the character name was the same thing as
I
the actress' name.
I thought that too
name.
For a second.
And it was like kind of a trick question. Or it's either that or Roxy Carmichael. But
welcome home. Everybody's wrong.
Yay! No one got 2 points.
Is it something with an R? Rhonda.
It Rhoda. Is Sandra.
Ah, Sandra.
Sandra Clark.
That one doesn't count. All right, what do we got? Let's go to round five. Let's launch into the magic here as we're trying to see who's going to... And this one question is worth 10 points each?
No, three.
Then we lost.
What's the current point lineup?
All right, we have... Vito is still at 5. Cryan still with 2 points. And Keith is in the lead with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.5.
Wow.
You listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com on tpxradio.com. Round five.
All right. Chris, would you like A, B, or C?
You might as well just say disappointment. Which question should I throw out? let's go with question A. I've never gone with an A before, and I guarantee you C this time will be the easiest question. A.
All right. On head of the class... Struggling New York actor Charlie Moore takes a job as a substitute teacher to a Manhattan high school honors program. Name any three of his 9 gifted students.
Good Lord.
Arvind, the cool guy, and Robin Givens. and the fat guy. And the redheaded girl.
From Peanuts?
Arvind is one. So we get a third of their points there, right? We at least get 1 point. Howard Hessman?
Never watched Johnny Fever.
What was Richard Pryor's daughter's name? Does she count?
Her name is Rain. Rain Pryor.
Yeah, but what's her character's name? It could be second season two?
No, it is his first 9.
Oh, jeez.
I got Arvind, right? Arvind is definitely one of the dudes.
Whatever.
It definitely is.
Okay.
The cool guy, Robin Givens. What was Robin Givens' name?
Mike Tyson's wife.
Rhoda. Blanche.
Blanche Devereaux.
That was great. She had that doorman that talked to her through the...
Man. I'm only putting Arvind out there, and I'm walking away.
Cut your losses.
Alright. Anybody else have any names?
I have 3 names.
I have 4.
Write them down.
Keith has 11.
I have 3 names. Keith enough. Has 4.
I also have some people I thought should have been characters on the show. I have 4. Let me know when you're ready.
I have 3. I mean, I don't know, should I
Vito, why don't you go ahead and give us your 3.
Okay, I have Arvid.
Thank you.
Simone and Maria.
And Mario?
Maria. Maria, the Spanish girl, Maria.
Yep, those are the 3.
I have those.
Chris, there was a technical error with your pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. Arvind did not exist.
He's so upset.
So you're going to tell me because I have a speech impediment, I'm going to lose a point here. That's what's going to happen here, right? This game may be the biggest piece of garbage ever. That's all I'm going to say.
I had the same 3 Vito did, as well as Dennis Blunden. Director of Good Burger.
He was a fat guy. All right, Chris, you're getting 1 point.
Yeah, wow. Sympathy points. I love them.
A whole point for a third of an answer.
No, but not even for a third, for like a sixth and a half of an answer.
It's moot. We're still like half below the lowest.
You still got 6 points to steal.
Right.
At this point.
What do I get?
If you get 3. Three that you didn't need at all. All right, and now you get to pick.
Wait, Vito gets something too, right?
Yeah, I got 3 points.
Yeah, he got 3 on
there. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So it's now 8.5.
What question was that?
That was an A.
That was A.
I'll stick with B. It's done me well.
Hey, MASH was a ratings giant for 11 years. It spawned 1 very successful and 1 very unsuccessful spinoff. What were the shows called?
She wants both shows, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Both shows.
Sane Elsewhere and Hawkeye. Or Trapper John MD.
There would be a vital distinction in those answers.
I don't know. I say maybe there was a show called Hawkeye. Why not?
So wait,
I never watched MASH.
What were your answers? You have to come up with two television programs.
Let me say Saint Elsewhere and Trapper John MD. That way, in case it's one of them, I'll at least get half of something. That's my answer.
Okay, Trapper John MD is correct.
1.5.
And anybody want to steal another point and a half?
I wrote down two shows. I don't know how correct they are. I have Trapper John MD and After MASH.
That is correct.
Wow.
Insane.
After MASH.
That's the one with Klinger?
Yeah, Klinger. See, and the Colonel, I think.
See, that thing I was whispering to Brian, like, I know that Klinger had a show. What the hell was the name of it?
See, I thought Knight Rider was the second one. No.
See, the reason why I didn't think After MASH was right is because it sounds like aftermath, and it's like, wow, that's just the corniest play on name word ever.
Afterbirth is my favorite show.
Chris, did you have anything?
Oh, MASH 2.
I had Trapper John MD written down, which was not available because Keith already had it.
All right, point half.
Was that just a sigh of disapproval? Like, great. Good job, stupid.
Now, which one was the successful one?
Trapper John.
Quincy.
All right, well, here we go.
Here's my last question.
The final question. On Cheers, what was Norm's favorite restaurant?
Oh, my God, I have no idea. Wait a minute. Norm's favorite restaurant. I'm going to guess Melville's, which was upstairs from Cheers. But I don't
Norm's not
right.
That classy, bro. Come on.
Yeah, Melville's is my answer. I really don't know.
Norm did not like Melville's.
Nobody did.
Anybody want to steal?
Do you have one, Brian?
I don't. I'm thinking of like a fast food giant.
I have the Hungry Heifer.
Ugh.
That is correct.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I think you just pulled out the win just there.
I hope.
Chris, did you have anything?
Chris is indisposed. Crying will be answering for Chris.
He heard the question and left.
The correct answer is a steak place upstairs from Cheers.
That was both of our answers combined, actually. But...
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
But the Hungry Heifer is correct. Also acceptable would have been Little Wally's Puppin Burger.
Excellent. I didn't know that one.
All right, so here's the situation.
Your parents...
Yeah,
I know that one.
Brian gets a point.
I know that one.
All right, you can give the final score, and then I can give my dissertation of why this game was crap.
You really are like Frasier. I know you never watched that show.
I have something that could potentially be bonus points.
I'm actually excited.
Like. Ooh, can we bet points?
What,
like Jeopardy?
Final trivery?
Yes.
Not trivia, trivery. What do we got? What's the bonus
points?
All
right. So this is going to be a list. And you can write them down and get an extra point for every one that you get correct.
Please tell me it's a list of 50, so we have a chance.
Maybe you should.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Should we play some music?
You guys are both going to be Final Jeopardy-ing, writing down.
Is it music related? Can Keith throw some music back on? Would that be acceptable?
Sure.
Hey, Vanessa, before you start reading them, can you tell us what the point situation is right now?
Yes. Hold on a second. I have to do math.
Carry the three.
What about MASH?
Vito is at 9.5. Kryan has 3.
Nice. For my sympathy, Arvind.
Yeah.
By the way, you listen to Best
and
Show.
And Keith has 14 points.
Holy crap. BestinShowRadio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. Join us in the chat room. Join us for magic. I don't know what the
hell
that
crap.
Means.
So I have to bet 5 points.
I don't think you're betting. You're getting 1 point for every bonus thing you get.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Excellent.
Follow the rules.
Nice.
You guys ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
Ready. Keith's not ready.
Keith's I was ready. Just trying to set the volume. Go ahead.
6 series won Emmys for Outstanding Comedy Series. during the 80s. Name them. And you guys, let me know when you're done.
Feel free to talk about anything to Phil as we're sitting here thinking.
Yeah, so, in other words, I'm the one that has to not concentrate.
Yeah. No, I was asking Vanessa to Phil, not you.
So, Brian?
Don't worry, I'm already crippled. Yes, Vanessa.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to conjure up bad comedies that got elected for awards.
You're playing too. I'm supposed to vamp by myself.
No, you're... I have them. I have all six of them.
Oh, wow.
I only have two, and I don't even know if they're right.
Actually, I only have three written down. They're wrong.
You have them all six, but they're in the form of three, and they're wrong?
No, two of them are correct. Two of them are definitely correct. 80s, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to Duran Duran.
It was outstanding comedy, you said, right? No.
Outstanding.
Outstanding comedy series. Out of all the years in the 80s, there were six shows who shared the honors.
That's 10 years.
That means somebody won a couple of times. At least somebody did. At least one somebody did.
Yeah, I'm done.
Chris, can you name the song?
It's got to be a Thursday night show.
Chris, can you name the song?
It's Duran Duran, right? No, I've
not. Extra points for naming all five members of Duran Duran.
Jeez, I could do that right now.
Taylor's.
Wait, is that?
I'm gonna respectfully bow out of that one. That's not fair.
Yeah, really.
I missed the question.
Should we
name all five members
answers?
Of the band?
That was me just wanting to give myself some points.
Should we read off our answers now, or is there another question? Or?
Is everybody done?
I have four, and I honestly can't think. I'm gonna be so mad, but
I have four too. Give me like two more minutes.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I have six.
I've got nothing.
You've got nothing? Zero?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, you think none of those are right?
The quiz contained questions from probably some of them.
I think that's a dramatic series. I don't think that would have gotten a comedy vote.
Disagree.
Okay, I'll put it on. And wasn't that more of a 70s show?
No, that's with Topher Grace.
I mean, it was just the subject of one of our questions, so it must be.
I'm trying to think.
I do have a little bit of a news story just to talk to you guys about.
Go. Oh, okay.
Definitely, definitely. I don't know about number two. '80s? I don't think so. I think that's '90s. No, not that one. I didn't even think about that one. I thought about that one in Friends, and I was just like, yeah, those are both 90s shows. Alright, I'm done milking it, because I'm not going to come up with anything more.
Everybody done?
Who goes first?
Not me.
By the way,
you can read me off what you have.
I have number one, Cheers. Number two, Married with Children. Number three, The Cosby Show. Number four, Roseanne. Number five, the 70s show that Brian insists was on in the 80s, MASH. Number six, the 90s show that was definitely not on in the 80s, The Simpsons.
All right, well, two of those would be correct.
Only two? Roseanne, yep. And which one?
No, don't tell which one, because we still have to guess.
Yeah, we still have ours written down, so.
But you have them written down. You can't change your answers.
Okay, that was the whole point of writing. My next door is Vito next.
Yep. Pencils down, everyone.
Go ahead, Keith. You can go.
I have Cheers as well. I have Family Ties. I have Newhart, The Cosby Show, and MASH. All
right, two of those are correct, too.
Oh, I have another one.
I have Roseanne, Cosby Show, MASH, Cheers, Family Ties, and Growing Pains.
No way.
All right. Two of those are right, too. So the extra points did nobody any good at all.
Yay.
Here are the answers. Taxi. Oh,
Taxi.
That was an 80s.
Barney Miller.
I thought that was total.
Barney Miller, wow.
I would have said 70s on both of those.
Yep,
I can't believe it was
totally.
80s.
Cheers.
Right.
Cosby Show.
Right.
Golden Girls.
Stupid.
And The Wonder Years.
So I would think that was a drama, too.
What?
It's a dramatic series. Winnie Cooper, bro. Come on.
Oh, you're right.
And their friend.
The Emmys disagreed with
and
you.
His neighbor, Arvind, that was always on there.
All right.
Are you ready with the outro?
I
know, but I just want
so
you to be
So final
ready.
Score would be Keith winning with 16, Vito in second place with 11.5 points, and Cryan, 5.
Now, may I officially say, what was the name of this game show? Stop this music. Hold on. As you stop the music, let me make sure I get the scratching sound effect so it sounds really dramatic. Hold on. Oh, man, it's not even here. Where the hell did I put it?
You better have a funny line ready after that.
Comedy's like 90%.
Yeah, timing. I don't have it. Sorry. Here's what. Okay, what was the game show? What was the point of this game show?
The point? Or the title? Or
yeah,
the...
like what was the focus of the game show?
Vanessa condescends to everyone about 80s sitcoms.
The point of the show was me telling you I would kill you in 80s TV trivia.
It was specifically TV trivia? Oh, then my argument is moot.
This was a sitcom trivia contest.
What do you want?
This was 80s sitcom trivia. That's what last week I boasted I would beat you in. Honestly, I would love a different one every week because I'll kill you in 80s music.
I was going to hope to say that it was
beat me in ballet.
It was skewed towards TV. I didn't realize it was only a TV sitcom trivia game.
Yeah.
That's probably what I agreed to, but I don't remember that.
You know, I don't agree with Jennifer saying that Keith wiped the floor of this. I was damn close.
What was your final score?
11.5. He had 14. 16.
16.
Yeah, that's wiping the floor with you.
You think?
Absolutely. No, 100%.
Got a good...
I think you both did quite well.
Whatever. Ooh, I'm so proud of you both. Jerks. Can I be honest with you? I don't know if this translated over the air. I don't know if it translated over the air at all here, by the way, on TPX Radio, tpxradio.com. But the fact of the matter is, I so enjoyed the hell out of this that I would love to do this as a regular weekly game show in addition to Best in Show for us to do like an entertainment game show every week. I think this was great. I enjoyed the hell out of this. And
well,
I thought
football
it was awesome.
Season's almost over.
Like I said, but it doesn't.
Well, Bitey McFangfang and I were talking about this, and we could see it easily becoming a different subject. We could do a quiz on Best in Show once a month, maybe.
See, I'm almost thinking that this should be an entity of itself. Like I said, I don't know how it translated. I know how fun it was for us in here, but I think this is great. I think doing this for an hour a week, like as a game show, I think is brilliant. I would love it. I would, even if I wasn't involved, I would listen to this every week. I think it's great. Again, I don't know. I don't know how it translates, but I think it's awesome. It's something to think about. But we'll talk about that off air, I guess. So what I was Keith was saying something. You have a news story you want to talk about as well?
Oh, are we done with the quiz? Everybody what? Happy?
No, I'm unhappy.
What was the final score again?
You had 16. Vito 11.5, and Chris and Brian had 5.
Virtually
between
zero.
The two of them.
Right.
Guys are jerks.
I hate trivia.
The whole game is jerks. This game is an a-hole.
Did you guys read the story about the radio contest gone wrong?
Oh, no,
that just
no.
happened?
Yeah, I was just a part of it. It was a radio contest.
I really wanted to win that Fishbone CD.
This was a California radio station that did a giveaway called Hold Your Wii for a Wii. And they were giving away a Wii video game system, and the contestants had to drink water and not pee for as long as possible.
For the record, I just want to officially say maybe this is just me being a hopeless fan stolen from the Ron and Fez show. Continue.
Well, wherever they got it from, radio stunt gone horribly wrong. The girl who won the contest died later of water intoxication.
Wow. She was all hopped up on H2O.
Found dead in her apartment, 28 years old, 3 kids she was trying to win the video game system for.
Did she actually win?
Yeah, I think she won.
Those kids
but
aren't
it doesn't
sad.
Matter because she drank too much water.
The tears of those children stopped immediately after.
So
they
every 15 minutes,
they disqualified
her because
she drank flavored water.
Did the kids get the Wii?
Every 15 minutes, they were drinking 8-ounce bottles of water. And she died.
I mean, I don't know. It's what are you going to do? It's you know, that's a change. She signed a waiver, I'm sure, right?
Did Ron says do the same?
I should have played that when I won.
Here's the thing. Well, no, what Ron and Fez do, they don't do it as a contest. They actually make their producers sit in the studio until they can't hold it anymore, and basically they piss themselves in the studio on a regular basis. Like four or five different producers have suffered the.
Do they force feed them water? Or they
They force them. They force them to drink water the whole time, and they keep playing water sound effects in the background until they piss themselves.
Water poisoning.
Well, tell them to
isn't
stop because water intoxication, very serious.
See, this is. I remember when I was in high school. Not even high school. When I had my first apartment, just post high school, my friend Matt and I were convinced that if we drank enough water, we'd get all effed up and sit in the house and drink water, get high off the hydrogen, and it never worked. We never got to that point.
But I always heard you couldn't drink too much water.
I've heard about water intoxication because kids who would take ecstasy would drink tons of water, and some died.
Wow.
From that.
I always heard you couldn't drink too much water, short of drowning.
I think that's actually what it's called.
Water intoxication has something to do with, like, flushing all the electrolytes out of your system.
No way. So I can't believe
that. You actually
that.
Drink too much water in too short of an amount of time.
And that's the whole
but
point.
But wouldn't you have to be continually urinating as well?
Hoax.
It's a hoax.
Go to Snopes. S-N-O-P. Snopes?
True. To flush something out.
I don't know.
Hey, Vanessa, would that make the woman would that make the radio station culpable in her death?
Yeah, there's probably going to be a big big hubbub about it.
Huh. If she
it
signed a waiver.
It happened yesterday, I think.
If she signed a waiver, forget her.
Well, they'll give the kids two wheeze. Then it'll
awesome.
Be over.
And it'll all be even. Awesome.
And wheeze for everyone.
As always, Vanessa, a fantastically amazing report, and more importantly, a fantastically great video game, even though it wasn't video. But the camera's on, so I guess it's a video game and that I enjoy the hell out of, and I see a big future in.
Vanessa's a good host.
Come up with a name, come up with some branding for this.
This isn't going to work.
What do you mean? You're out of battery?
All I have is a full song. So I'm just going to say...
You didn't download 90210 outro.
There was two on there.
Yeah, one was called 90210 intro.
One said just 90210. The other one said 90210, and it's the full song.
You know what? All right, I'll just do it on my computer.
Wait, hold on. I got it.
No. Not the full song. You have the song?
I went to 14 seconds left. We'll guess that's the spot, and we'll hope.
No, it's not. I have it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. All right. Vanessa, thank you, as always, as I've just turned into a total jerk for some reason there.
You're very bitter about your loss.
Yeah, it's the 5.5 points that are still pissing me off. What are you going to do? But as always, a fantastic report. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week, buddy.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, could that have been louder?
Could it be any louder? Awesome. That was my friend's impression.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, again, it's probably something for off the air, but I think that's amazing. I don't think it's part of Best in Show. I think it's something totally independent of this, but I think that's a great game show. I love the idea of it.
Would you have people call in and stuff? Or
it might not be my show. That might be up to Biden McFangfang and Vanessa. That could be their show that they can maybe get on TPS and have an independent game show.
Look at this.
Look who's got this over there.
I would love to say that. I would love to do an 80s music one. But it's not fun because you're going to say, yeah, you'll beat me.
if it's about, well, you know what? If it's not new wave music, I don't know that you would win.
Well, it doesn't have to be only new wave music.
If there's no new wave music, I don't think you could win. If it's like hardcore.
What do you mean no new wave? Are you like saying like Don't You Want Me by the Human League can't be in there? Like,
of course not. But I'm saying if it was hardcore and punk rock, I don't think you could win. Not that you don't have any knowledge of that, but I don't think you have...
Wait, all right, okay, so what if there was that stuff mixed in with New Wave and pop and regular, you know?
Then you'd probably come out
It's
even.
On. Oh, snap. It's on. Head-to-head bonus show for next week so we don't irritate the people that don't want this to take up half of the show. Next week, head-to-head bonus. I'll tell you that TV Party is going to be one of the answers.
Why don't we see... Why don't we see if we can do that at 1 p.m. next week?
We will do it at 1 p.m. next
so
week.
So we can do it live for anyone that chooses to listen.
That's a bonus.
I thought you meant like a bonus for the podcast.
I did. I'm trying to back out of it, so it seems like I was still right.
Excellent.
I did a good job.
He's trying to punch it.
You know what? Speaking of 80s, I should have done this while Vanessa was on the air.
Rubik's Cube?
No, I was telling you this morning, I think. I came up with a new pickup line for girls.
You definitely didn't say this to me.
Yeah. I came up with a new pickup line for girls that kind of is 80s themed. Do you have like a drum roll or anything? This is for 2007.
We could date.
No, this is for 2007. Ready? This is what you say to girls. Nobody's single in this room, unfortunately, except for me. What's your damage, Heather?
What's
you go up to
damage,
a girl and go,
Heather?
What's your damage, Heather? Used it the other night. Worked.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Who was the girl? Describe
she was deaf.
Her. What? Is she listening right now so you can't describe her?
No.
Describe her.
Oh.
She was blind in a wheelchair, and I clubbed her over the head.
She
was
Helen
the
Keller. She was Helen Keller. No,
what's your damage, Heather?
Yeah.
Crazy talk. Absolute crazy.
Is that from, like, Heather's?
Yeah.
Excellent movie.
I think that's totally, totally insane.
Maybe she thought you were Christian Slater. Maybe.
By the way, the consensus that I'm getting hit with in the chat room was fun, but it was more fun for the people playing than the people listening, which is disappointing to me.
I can guarantee you it was not.
For the record.
Oh, okay. Well, I read one thing.
I guess it depends who's in the room, too. I mean, we just all, like, you know.
It wasn't fun for me.
It wasn't fun for me personally to be involved, but as a listener, I think I could enjoy the hell out of that. I don't know. Again, I'm harping on something. I want to throw a couple things out there as we get back to some sort of something here. The Mr. Blackwell's worst dress list. Does he do the full like best to worst dress list, or does he only do just worst?
No, I think he does best.
Yeah, well, I think the worst are the only ones that we're supposed to care about, right?
I don't know. I'm heterosexual.
Barely. Just so we know, the number one on the list was Britney Spears and Paris Hilton because they don't wear underwear. Camilla Parker Bowles came in number two. Lindsay Lohan, number three. Christina Aguilera, number four. And Mariah Carey, five. I don't know even why I'm bringing this up because this may be the most pointless thing that I've ever said, ever, in the history of Earth. Thanks.
Comes close.
What was the number one?
Good morning.
Good morning. You know what is a huge thing? Hey, do you got the Twib notes ready?
No.
Perfect.
But you know what?
Now you do. Perfect.
Hello there, everybody. This is Mel Allen. Welcome to This Week in Baseball.
You don't recognize this as being the original theme for This Week in Baseball?
No, I don't.
Vito didn't either. This is the original theme of This Week in Baseball. It's not Twib notes.
Old drum and bass like that? I'm amazed.
Was this produced by Quincy Jones? It sounds like some of the other game shows.
You don't remember this at all?
Not the drums sounding like that.
This is the classic. This is the original song.
You're insane. This is not. It can't be. Or I just have the worst memory and...
Maybe this is a little remix. Fantastic. Hey, what happened? By the way, that's you that needs to stop that. You.
I thought we were just hanging out. You know,
listen to a little bit of music. The reason I wanted that... So you don't think that was the original song? It seems... It rings familiar to me for some reason.
I don't remember the
See, I kind of thought I did. Maybe it's just the power of suggestion. When I read the link that led to it that said, download the classic TWI theme song, or TWIB theme song, whatever. The reason I wanted to play that is because this week, the Hall of Fame nominations came out for 2007. Who's going to be entering the Baseball Hall of Fame? As Brian sits back and says, wow, I'm going to have nothing to add to this conversation. The biggest news of the week is, I suppose, well, I guess the two big things are Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn nominated to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, each getting a ridiculous number of votes, but not unanimous, neither one being unanimous despite the suggestion that they possibly would. Cal Ripken getting 537 out of a possible 545 votes, and Tony Gwynn getting 532 of them, getting a 98.5% and 97.6% of the votes, respectively.
Some people said that...
Sports?
Cal Ripken shouldn't have gotten in.
Why?
Some people said they both shouldn't have gotten in. How you could say Tony Gwynn shouldn't have gotten in?
Neither one of them deserved to not be in. They both deserve to be in. Neither none, not none, anti.
Here's
not,
the
none.
Front door. I'll walk all the way around the house to go in.
Why wouldn't I? Yeah, they both absolutely 100% deserve to be in. There's not even a slight question. Cal Ripken Jr., 2,632 games played straight.
Which kind of later on hurt the team, but he went through serious slumps because he was tired and he refused to be taken out of the lineup. And he was hurt, but
one of only eight players with 400 home runs and 3,000 hits. There's no way in the world that he does not.
No, he deserved to be.
There's no way in the world he does not deserve to be in it. And Tony Gwynn, eight batting titles.
Tony Gwynn totally deserved to be in it.
A career batting average of .338. Absolutely. The thing is, actually, Cal Ripken, not only did he deserve to go in, and did he go in, he actually received more votes than anyone ever to go into the...
Cal Ripken did?
Cal Ripken.
Who
Cal
votes?
Ripken Jr.
So Babe Ruth got less votes?
He most certainly did.
So there are people that say he don't deserve to be there.
Not percentage-wise. He got more votes, but there are more voters this year than ever.
Who votes for these?
The writers
and the media.
Baseball
Writers Association. It's not media.
It's only Writers Association?
The electronic media does not count. So guys you see on TV, unless they are also part of the Baseball Writers Association, do not vote for it. Radio guys do not vote for it. And in addition, I think the Veterans Association also vote as well. I don't know if they vote, but they could override it. I don't know if they could override or they could make someone get in that doesn't. That's the only way that Pete Rose will ever get in because it's his balloting time has gone past with the Baseball Writers Association.
Is Tony Gwynn dead?
No.
Kirby Puckett.
Thank you. Yeah, I knew it was somebody that won batting titles that no longer with us.
I think a lot of people probably have, but that's what I could think of. The big one is 583 home runs. Mark McGwire, steroid juice bag freak, gets 128 of the 545 votes.
Are Roger Maris's family happy?
They should be. Well, I mean, I guess Barry Bonds will be when they get really happy when he doesn't get in. 23.5% of the vote. You need 75% to get in. And I love the fact that Mark McGwire is not going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Not this year, anyway. Not as a first ballot. Next year is actually supposed to be a weak class that he might actually have a chance.
Probably next year, Jim Rice and...
Andre Dawson and Goose Gossage will wind up going in next year. Because there's going to be no one else in there.
Bruce Sutter, maybe. He deserves to be in there more than Goose Gossage. I guess they both do. I don't know.
Who is that again?
Bruce Sutter.
All I know is Goose Gossage... Come on, dude. He hit Ron Say in the head with a pitch during the World Series.
So then Ron Say should get in. The Hall of Pain.
But yeah, so Mark McGwire, I love the fact that he didn't get in. I think it's great that because he's been found guilty in the court of public opinion, he is not going to go into the Hall of Fame. I love it. Neither is
Sammy Sosa. Jesus, you looked up at that picture.
No, I'm actually looking at the camera because I'm trying to. I want to focus the
Vito's not going into the Hall of Fame.
No, I want to focus the chat room on something that I have on the wall here. It's not going to work out. Because I don't remember where it is. I have the paper for 714 on the wall.
It's up back there.
Yeah, you can't see it.
You can see it kind of clear, actually.
714 from the New York Post. They actually put it on the paper. 714 made out of syringes to celebrate when Barry Bonds actually got into broke Hank Aaron's record. And I love it. I think it's terrific.
No,
Babe Ruth. Wait, went to number two on the list. Excuse me, I'm losing my mind. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I thought it'd be something interesting to talk about. Obviously, you guys don't agree and you hate me, so I'll never talk to you again.
What was the deal this week with Barry Bonds? I know that he came up in the news at some point.
He's still on steroids.
He tested positive for amphetamines last year. It was released, which a lot of guys did.
Okay, wait a minute. He tested positive for amphetamines?
Not methamphetamines, just amphetamines.
But last year?
By the way...
But it was released...
Why then?
The Daily News found the story and released it.
But why aren't they releasing that now? I don't get it.
For the record, I just want to say that I love it in the chat room. Vealchop just yells out, Steve Balboni. Call that out there. Hey, you're on Best in Show. Who's this?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, buddy. What's going on? It's our buddy Monty joining us for Best in Show this week. How you doing, pal?
Oh, good. What's happening over there?
We're having a little party. We got a bunch of fellas in the studio here this week. We were actually just talking about the Hall of Fame nominations this week.
We can hear Monty clearer and clearer every week.
It's a magical thing when the computers and message boards and mixing boards work out. I love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, my cold is going away.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear it. By the way,
clearer and clearer every week. That's where I was. Forget it.
Yeah. By the way,
thank you. That guy. That's good.
I just want to say I don't even understand what's going on the message board this week. Monty apologizing for not bringing the funny last week on the bonus.
Oh, I still haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's nothing worth listening to.
Well, listen, when we were talking about it, and it was like, call me after the Giants game, I was really pretty sure the Giants were going to win, and it would have been a great post-interview. And then if the Giants lost, I thought it might have been a funny interview also, because I'd be pretty miserable. But I wasn't expecting you to call like 20 seconds after the field goal. And the last thing I really wanted to do was talk to you.
You made a commitment. You said you were going to be on after the game. When the game was over, I gave you a call. So I wanted to see how it was. Actually, also making that commitment was Keith, who forgot to answer his phone when I called him. Like a creep.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it. I wasn't even in the house. And
but well, that's the difference between me and Keith, is our commitment to the radio.
Oh, it's awesome. True.
Profesh. It's true. Profesh. Yeah. Hey, so you honestly thought, again, I haven't listened to it since that day. As has been pointed out by Vito on the message board, I was blind drunk while it was happening, so I have absolutely no idea what it sounded like, but apparently you can hear my heavy breathing and drunken, like...
The greatest part of it is the very end, you just burp for a good 10 seconds. Like, it's a long burp, and I don't know what's going on, bye.
Shock jock. What a shock jock. So cool.
Yeah, no, the burp at the end is good. No, I mean,
you were funny
okay.
too, man. Like, I mean, not funny like we were laughing at you, but it was just funny that, like,
not ha ha funny, but
it was
hee haw funny.
I'm picking it and I'm grinning. It was just a good, like, I like the way it came out. Like, it was just very, like, you know, your emotions were very, very high at that point. So it didn't lead to comedy, but it led to interesting radio, which is, you know, just the same, as good as the other.
I was pretty high at that point.
I thought it was terrific. From listening to it, I think it was terrific. I think it was the greatest thing we've ever done in the history of this show, and I'll be happy. Other than the game show that we did earlier today, the greatest thing we've ever done in this show, ever. Period.
All right.
Fantastic.
I'll have to go back and listen.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So what's going on, buddy? Where are you at today? What's your story? What are you doing today?
Apparently your slurring is brilliant to people. You're slurring words on the...
Yeah, so again, I haven't listened back to it. I'll listen to it after today's show. So what's going on?
Well, listen, I offered you in our little football pool that I'm in, that we're all in. I offered you to trade the New Orleans Saints, and you refused.
I refused?
For the Philadelphia Eagles.
I refused.
You refused.
And I wound up losing. But we're talking about, by the way, we do a playoff pool. A couple of friends of ours, we get together, we throw some money in, everyone gets a team in the playoffs, and you go against the spread. Monty, a couple of times, even on our message board, which, by the way, you can get to at bestshowradio.com, click on forum. He offered me a couple of times to trade him the Saints for the Eagles, and the Saints won last night but did not cover the spread, and I no longer have the New Orleans Saints now, Monty, the former Philadelphia Eagle holder.
And now today I have the Seattle Seahawks, you have the Chicago Bears.
No, not I do not have the Chicago Bears.
You don't?
No, I have the San Diego Chargers.
Okay. All right, but for the next few weeks I'm going to be begging Keith to give me his Colts pick. That's pretty much what it is.
I will give you the same answer that I gave you all week. That would be no.
Maybe. Was that what it was all week? It's not going to happen, buddy. I mean, I can't speak for Keith, but speaking personally, I'm a guy who the one time that I won our playoff league, I won it because I stuck with the team that I was given at the beginning of it, and that was last year. I got the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Everything I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all I got.
Everything I think I know about football told me to trade him for the Ravens. But I didn't want to mess with fate. I figured, you know what, I'm simply just going to, like, take the pick that I was given. So, and that's what I did, and the Colts won the game. I mean, I actually also kind of thought the Colts might win the game, but I don't know.
Hey, Monty, it's Vito. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, Joe. I didn't get a chance to watch the Colts game last night, but was it as sloppy as it appeared? Because I watched, like, on NFL.com, you get to watch, like, you know, play-by-play, but I didn't get to actually watch the game. Was it really that sloppy?
I mean, it wasn't really a sloppy game. The Colts defense played great again. Uh-huh. Steve McNair looked horrible.
His hair was all messed up.
He threw an interception at the... It was third and goal, and he threw an interception at the one-yard line. I think that really changed the game around.
When did that happen? Like, what quarter do you know?
That happened in the second quarter. Uh-huh. I mean, they were about to tie the game up 6-6, or they were going to take a 10-6 lead.
Uh-huh. I think it was actually 6-3 at that point, right? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. They could kick. Okay,
right.
I apologize.
Right. So, you know, and then, again, they got the ball back with 10 minutes left, and McNair threw another interception with 10 minutes left. and then the Colts ran the ball down the field at killed the clock. They didn't give the ball back. They killed, what was it, 9 minutes and 30 seconds on their final drive, you know, and the difference between the Colts every other year is that, you know, when Vinatieri was lining up to kick that field goal to end the game, you're thinking like, oh, here come the Colts again. They're going to miss this field goal. Uh-huh. Like, you kind of had that feeling. But you know what? It's Vinatieri. They're not going to miss field goals anymore. I think that's a pretty really big deal for them. So, sorry, that was so serious. I'm sorry. I should make a fart sound now. Oh man, everyone's checking their email.
I think Brian had a football question.
Sorry, I wanted to sit by for a second. I wanted to just sit back and relax. I was going to let you guys go because I was enjoying the show.
Sports.
Excellent.
Sometimes when I say something and there's no comment, I just know you guys are checking your email, and I feel a little weird about it.
You can actually see me doing it in the chat room.
Yeah.
Awesome.
By the way, I, as long as we're staying on a real serious topic and you want to stick with things here, our buddy Best in Show Zombie wants to know if you like Cheetos. He's asked me to ask if you like Cheetos. I do not get the gimmick. I don't get it at all, but he seems every week to need to know if someone likes Cheetos. So I just want to ask, do you like Cheetos?
What's the deal with Zombie? Remember that phone call you made?
Zombie is a 14-year-old kid who somehow stumbled upon our show and has become a friend of the show, and he checks us out every week. Actually, this week, his parents have limited his internet time this week, so he can only listen to the first half hour of the show. He's actually...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's a good...
Someone should limit it. His phone call was that of a 12-year-old.
Wow. Just so you know, Best in Show's
didn't his parents not let him, took him to Florida and wouldn't let him go to the Monty
they wouldn't let him
Love
go to the
show.
Monty Love show. It was great. He couldn't stop using the F word either. It's horrible. But just so you know, kickthecanradio.com, I believe, is the website. Zombie is now doing his own podcast that's out there.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, it should be terrific. You guys got to check it out over at kickthecanradio.com, I think is what it is. Actually, he sent me the link here. So if you want to hear a 14-year-old and what he thinks about, yeah, kickthecanradio.com/forum. He recorded his first show on Friday, and it should be terrific. Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, great! Thanks. Excellent, Monty. What's your lock of the week? Now that there's two games left to pick from, what's your lock of the week?
Well, listen. Since I stopped gambling, my record has skyrocketed, and 3-0 yesterday, which is great. Today, I love the Seahawks. Today, I love the Seahawks today. Am I the only one who loves the Seahawks today?
Yes.
I think Vito actually has that.
I think the Bears are going to win by 600 points today.
Once Keith told me that, that gives me the itch to want to put, like, my house on the Seahawks.
Wow.
The only time Keith, like, his picks are good like that is when he has such strong feelings. When he's like, there's no possible way this team could win today. I'm like, oh my God, I have to bet them.
Yeah, the reason I did so well in the football pool this year that we had was because I went against my instincts every single week. I started at one point to go against my instincts, and I would, like, score high points every week.
So what's your issue? So your instinct now is
that
the
Bears are going to crush the Seahawks. But I kind of think they really are.
By the way,
when he told me the spread was 9 last night, I thought maybe the Seahawks, it's obviously much better. I thought it was like 3, but I still think the Bears are going to kill them.
By the way, our buddy Veal Chop is in the chat room saying that you're all going to regret your neglect of the Chicago Bears this season. Give the credit where the credit is due. Chicago Bears, that's what Veal Chop is going with. He's also a homer, though. He lives in Chicago, and that's what he's thinking about.
All right, boys, listen. This is a lot of fun.
He's not saying goodbye. He just wanted to point that out.
In case you guys didn't know, I'm enjoying this.
No, this is good, but I gotta go. I'm on. I actually have another phone in with on the Zombie Radio Show. In about
right. Awesome. That you have to watch paint dry between it. Fantastic.
Hey Monty, did you hear my new pickup line for 2007?
Yeah.
Try it. I'm telling you. Try it this week, and then call in next week and tell us how it went.
Okay.
You're not going to even do it.
No. What is this, Vito's pickup line for 2007?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And what is it? Like, hey, you're a good-looking guy.
Oh, wow!
Spewing venom across the room this week.
That's not nice at all.
I was just taking a guess.
No, it's you go up to a girl and you go, hey, what's your damage, Heather?
Wow.
Well, and the best part about it is he's already left the chat room. He's so ready to leave. He's like, all right, I got to get out of here. Monty, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
But instead of Heather, you mean Paul.
Oh.
Terrific. This is a little uncomfortable now.
Sports, Monty, sports.
Excellent point.
By the way, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio, here every week from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard, or is it Eastern Standard or Eastern Savings?
Eastern Standard Time.
Terrific. It's something. I don't know what the hell it is. It's just a bunch of jerks being jerks and talking about stuff. I don't know, a couple other things I wanted to talk about, a couple of real personal things, if I could delve into them. One, this is not a personal thing. This is an odd issue I've had. My company has recently purchased a new vehicle. And this new vehicle, I've been, I haven't really been using the heat as of yet. And I started using the heat this week. On Tuesday, while driving, I put the heat on full blast as soon as I go, and I get hit with the smell. A smell that only a few people in the world, and by a few people, I mean not everybody, but a lot of people know. Apparently there is some sort of synthetic chemical that is mixed with cocaine when it is sold to people to cut it down and make it more of a financially viable solution to sell. And this smell, I don't know exactly what it is that you cut it with. I don't know if it's like a baby something or other or baby powder or what, but it's not baby powder. It's this crazy, weird chemical smell that comes when you snort cocaine. And my car heater now throws this smell out at me. So when I start the car and hit the heat, it's just like, wait a minute, what the hell is that? And it's the bad smell about snorting cocaine that comes through, and it freaks me out really, really bad. And this is something I've been dealing with this week. It's that new cocaine car smell that's just been overwhelming me, and it's just starting to make me insane.
Have you found that you've had to make poo more often?
But I have noticed that my genitals have crawled into my body when I smell it immediately. Huh. Yeah, it's an awful, awful, horrible smell. It's starting to freak me out. So this is an issue, something I've been dealing with, and it just freaks me out. And it's just like I always want someone to be in the car with me when I smell it, someone who knows that smell, so they'll know, like, hey, that really is what that smells. It's that weird, it's that odd Coke smell.
So which one of us are you inviting to the car?
All of you, hopefully, after this is going to be a big party. But
I drink Pepsi.
So here's the thing. So then afterwards, after this whole thing, this is an issue I've been dealing with all week. Then last night, Vito comes by the house, and coming for today's show. And within minutes of Vito walking into the room,
that's right,
I start yelling, "Dude, why do you smell like cocaine?" And I'm noticing that maybe this issue doesn't have so much to do with the car as me projecting this smell onto everything in the entire world. Mind you, I have not snorted cocaine. I couldn't tell you how long. It's not something that should be a smell that's trapped with me. But for some reason, I'm smelling this, and it's just making me feel a little bit uncomfortable. It's something I wanted to throw out there.
Well, I've always heard it was baby laxative. Are you
baby laxative? That's what I was thinking.
Are you feeding your child baby laxative?
Absolutely
recently?
Not. She's a good pooer. She doesn't need any sort of baby laxative. It's just a really crazy smell. It's freaking me out. But that's that would explain why I might smell it someplace else. The fact that I smelled it when Vito came into the house last night too freaks me out. I don't know.
Did it make you talk a lot?
Yeah, dude. I couldn't shut up. It was ridiculous.
Grinding your teeth and whatnot.
Yeah. Awesome. Anyway, so
you can keep drinking while you're driving that car.
Just want to throw that out.
Vito,
there.
I'm sorry to say I'm getting instant messages that people aren't fans of your pickup line.
You just wait. You wait till New Year's Eve next year. Somebody's going to pick up all these girls with that line. Trust me.
Terrific. Here's the other issue I had this week. And I probably shouldn't wait until so late in the show to get to it. But this is something that was huge and big that I was thinking about. I've had a couple of different apartments in my life. And one of those apartments, when I left it, on one particular one of the apartments, I didn't leave it in the best condition in the world. I didn't necessarily make a mess of the place, but the soap dish in my bathroom got ripped off the wall due to a leak inside the wall. Turns out that it wasn't really my responsibility. It actually was coming from the outside of the house. But I never brought it to my landlord's attention. So when I moved out of the apartment, there was a huge hole in the wall in the bathroom that I just left there and never made an attempt to contact him or anything about it. I just ran, you know, like a thief in the night, and I'd hope to never hear from him again. One night this week, I went to the supermarket and accidentally didn't quite bump into, but physically, like, looked straight at him. He looked straight at me, and I just turned my head and walked the other way and made believe I didn't see him. Then I went to go get online and noticed that he kept looking my way, hoping that I would see him and say something to him. And it brought up this whole crazy feeling of not being able to accept my past, not being able to face up and own up to things. Me basically being a panty waist and not being man enough to say, hey, dude, I screwed up, sorry. Because the fact of the matter is, it's not like the guy's going to ask me for money. It was a soap dish. It wasn't a big deal. But it was just an inability for me to actually... to actually own up to things.
But do you think he was going to actually bring that up, or just he was trying to figure out who you were, like how he knew you?
Because dude, it was 3 years ago. You know, I mean, it was 5 years ago. It's not like, hey, where could I possibly remember this guy? This guy remembers me as being the dude who left the hole in his wall, and he's pretty upset about it, I'm sure. You know, the fact of the matter is, I don't know. He would have maybe had a nicer face on him, said hi or something like that. It was something that. Do you have anything like that in your life? Do you have any horrible, horrible people or horrible relationship with people that you're afraid to own up to and get back to in your life?
Oh yeah, tons. Like, you want anecdotes?
That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah, there was a girl I went out with in high school that she was going to Penn State and I was going to Pitt, and we both agreed to break up before we went to school. And at one point she had a called me at school, like, well, during the semester, and she had asked me, oh, what are you doing? And I said, oh, nothing, you know, have you met anybody or whatever? And she's like, oh, I'm not telling. And then she goes, what about you? Are you going out with anybody? And I said, yeah, I'm going to this kabuki theater thing for my class, you know, with this girl from my class. And she got really quiet. And then, you know, Christmas break, I come home, and there's a bag on my porch with my class ring, a note, and a heart-shaped stone that I found at the beach or something like that. And it was like, oh, you'll never know how much you hurt me. And it's like, wait, what did I do to you? Cut to like 3 years later, I had not been back in Pennsylvania for like, you know, ton, 3 years. And I'm walking around the park with my sister, my older sister.
And she's driving behind you, throwing the things from that bag at you.
No. And you know, she sees me and she just wrinkles. You know, I guess... because my older sister and I don't look like each other. She might have thought she was my girlfriend or something. But she just couldn't talk to me. She just, you know, I think that's the one person in the world that totally hates me.
See, here's the thing. I wasn't even thinking in a girl respect.
Well, see, now it's a different story.
That's the thing about the conversation that you just brought up, is that, all right, you're describing, like, lost relationships with close friends, mm-hmm. or girlfriends or some kind of things that you would feel bad about. The funny thing is that what seems to be torturing you is some landlord,
exactly.
An issue that I am absolutely sure he doesn't care about. I mean, he must have taken money out of your deposit, or did you rent?
Well, here's,
like, they expect a certain amount of damage to happen in these apartments.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, and it's so benign.
It's totally insane that, like, this guy's probably like, wow, what a jerk. Why did he ignore me? Like, never ever thinking of the soap dish incident.
He probably now thinks that you're a jerk because you ignored him online. I'm sure he didn't even think
of it. Funny, I saw Chris and he ignored me. Well, what do you expect? Look, that jerk did to a soap dish.
Yeah.
Okay, but see, here's when I'm saying soap dish, I'm talking like the soap dish set in the wall.
No, I
know this is a serious big issue here.
Well, yeah, so he had to go in and he had to make some repairs and spend some money and take some money out of your deposit.
Well, if I didn't the month before say, hey, I'm leaving this month, we're not going to pay rent this month, could you just keep the deposit?
Oh, okay.
And he let that go.
So, you know, he got screwed. How long did you rent the place for?
This is the place on Dungan Hills Avenue.
So you were there.
A year and change. Yeah. At least.
They would expect – I'm sure that was probably the least of his worries, given the stories that you've told me about that place. But yeah, I would guess that that's a pretty benign issue.
So I'm basically insane that this is the thing that I'm thinking about when I'm seeing this guy in the store that I was thinking.
It sounds pretty healthy. If that is like the worst possible situation that you've stressed out about,
it certainly is
a friend or a family member or like a ex-girlfriend or something like that. Then you're pretty healthy.
Well, that's like it's certainly not the worst thing. But for some reason, it's being confronted with this guy this week or seeing this guy this week is what freaked me out and scared me and made me, like, I don't want to go. Like, I even told my wife about it after the fact. She's like, So what's the worst thing that would have happened? He would have looked at you and said, dude, I can't believe you did that to the show. And you would have said, oh, well, and walked away. Like, what would have been the difference? It's not, he has no recourse to do anything to you at that point. But it was just something I thought of. Except when you bring up girls, I didn't even think about girls. When I wrote this down, like, afraid to be... I wrote the note that I put in my book is, like, being afraid to confront my past for some unknown reason. I wouldn't even think about the girls. Like, one of the girls I broke up with by telling her I'm not so sure I'm straight. Or the girl that I had to break up with because I didn't like the way that she laughed. I insisted that her laugh was fake.
But could you confront, not confront, but could you run into either one of those girls and, like, be okay? Or
yes, and I have.
See, I can't run into that girl that I was telling you about at all because, like, it's just like, I don't want to be around somebody that's uncomfortable around me. I don't want to be around somebody that hates me on top of that, you know? Like, it's just...
What are you doing here? Sorry, it was set up.
Brian likes me.
No, yeah, I don't get... Great. The messages I'm getting are just blowing me away. Girls freaking out with girls for some reason doesn't bug me. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. I don't know. I'm a cold, callous, miserable person when it comes to stuff like that.
Girls freaking out with girls. It's not like a new DVD.com.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I saw the commercial for it at night. And it was amazing. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that needs to be said. I guess what needs to be said is thanks to everybody for joining us for Best in Show Radio this week, exclusively on TPX Radio. Thanks to Monty, thanks to Vanessa, thanks to all of you for listening. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Thank you, Veal Chop.
I always thank Veal Chop. Go Bears! We'll see you guys next week here on Best in Show.
Not the show.